Chapter 5, Developing an Individual Dental Health Check. I estimate that many hundreds of dentists now carry out the dental health check, and each one has their individual style, including many who have adapted the idea from hearing me talk about the dental health check at meetings or from colleagues who found it useful in other practices. Many have developed dental health reports to confirm to patients just how thorough and complete the dental health check is. Some of these have tick boxes, other smiley faces or boxes to fill in, and more are giving red, amber or green assessments of health of each aspect checked. I'm impressed by those who give their patients a report to take away, having first identified the areas of the mouth that need extra attention or any recommended changes to home care or lifestyle. Having a structure of this kind is impressive to patients who will feel their dentist is rigorously assessing them. I like my clients to evolve their own dental health checks. Some practitioners add additional details such as plaque or bleeding scores and published targets for all those patients to aspire to, or a check that a video tour of the mouth has been completed with verbal feedback with an intraoral camera. Some add additional aesthetic checks or facial aesthetic checks, and this must always be completed with some caution. Others may combine the bone and hidden areas check or the lifestyle and medical risks check, or use a dental health risk program such as Previsor or an in-depth oral cancer screening device such as a Velloscope. I think it's useful to communicate the number of aspects covered in the dental health check. It's usually greater than patients imagine and therefore should sound impressive. And the best practices review and update their dental health check protocol every 2 to 3 years. In order to help all team members understand and communicate the breadth and depth of the regular dental health check, I do feel it's important to sit down with the team and work through the practice's own dental health check and determine the specific number of checks and the reasons for each so the team can discuss the value of the dental health check with patients and answer any questions. And please don't forget to define your new patient or initial dental health check, which will inevitably be bigger than the routine dental health check, to include items such as dental history, mouth charting, and all the checks that will later only be investigated if symptoms present themselves. Also, your children's or young person's dental health check, which will include checks for growth or developmental progress and home supervisory approaches or parental supervision. I find it useful to tell patients that the dental health check has at least two primary purposes. One, to tell patients how healthy they are in each of the 16, 18 aspects of the dental health check, and two, to give patients any advice necessary to improve or maintain dental health. The latter purpose could be a treatment plan detailing options, appointments and costs, or it could be a referral to therapist hygienist or specialist, or it could be the instruction, keep using the interdental aids. I maintain there is always valuable professional advice to be given, and the vague, you're fine, is inadequate and lazy. I think that what that really means is there's nothing here for me to do. Yet if a very healthy patient is to remain healthy, surely the health professional should be giving specific advice such as make sure you continue to remove plaque from between these teeth as often as you can, preferably every day, or just be careful when you go to university not to increase the frequency of your sugar intake, and beware of fizzy drinks and constant grazing when you're studying. Please do always find something specific to say to the very healthy patients, including the reasons why they should continue to see the therapist or hygienist, even if only once every 2 years, or what they should continue to be doing at home. I believe the generalisation, keep up the good work, or keep doing what you're doing, is dangerous. Remember, in the absence of information, we all fill in the gaps with what we believe is right. And you just telling me that it's okay to do what I've been doing lately, and I've been skipping the occasional day in terms of maintaining my interdental cleaning, you might just have given me permission to skip more. Action points from this chapter. 1. Organise a practice meeting to discuss and define the dental health checks in your practice, the new patient dental health check, the regular dental health check, and the young person's dental health check. 2. Always give a specific take-home message to your patients, such as what would you like them to continue doing or start doing, or when you would like to see them next, or why and when they next need to see a therapist or hygienist.